On today's show, car sales in the U.S. surge in May, Ford and Toyota fight back against Google and Apple, and a closer look at the monster engine under the hood of the Shelby GT350. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for June 3rd of 2015. While April sales in the U.S. were somewhat lackluster, automakers enjoyed a much better month in May. Wards reports that on a daily selling rate basis, sales topped 1.6 million units, a gain of 5.5% compared to a year ago. The SAR came in at 17.7 million units, the highest it's been in nearly a decade. Tesla had the largest gain amongst automakers, with sales up over 50%. Mitsubishi continued its resurgence with nearly 30% gain. Rounding out the top five were Jaguar Land Rover, Daimler, and Subaru. The only two automakers to see sales drop on a daily selling rate basis were Hyundai and Porsche. With the big surge in sales last month, it looks like, just like last year, sales were held back in the first quarter due to bad weather. You know, finding a parking spot in big cities can be a real hassle. And as urban areas continue to grow, the problem is only going to get worse. That's why BMW, along with INRIX, has developed what it calls dynamic parking prediction, which uses connected technology to help drivers find an open spot. Using data from vehicles and a digital map, the system is able to predict where an open space will be available in an area. One of its benefits is giving drivers the opportunity to search for a parking spot in areas where other drivers aren't looking for one. BMW is demonstrating the technology in an i3 at the TU Automotive Conference in Detroit. And speaking of that conference, be sure to watch our coverage of the event starting today. Keep checking our website, autoline.tv, throughout the day for the latest updates. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Last week, Chevy and Hyundai announced plans to offer Android Auto and Apple CarPlay in its vehicles. The technology allows the screen on your dashboard to look and work just like your smartphone. But some automakers aren't ready to give up that space to outside companies. Liveo, a subsidiary of Ford, has developed smartphone integration technology called Smart Device Link. The open source software allows automakers to customize the look of a system to help differentiate between brands. Plus, companies like Pandora or Spotify only need to design an app one time, since it has the ability to work on multiple infotainment systems. Smart Device Link is already attracting interest from other automakers. Toyota announced it's studying the system to offer in its vehicles, including Lexus. One of the biggest problems with touchscreens is that you generally have to take your eyes off the road to see what you're doing. But supplier Continental may have just come up with a solution to that. It just introduced a touchscreen display that uses haptic feedback across its entire surface. Haptic feedback recreates the sense of touch with a mechanical impulse that can be felt with a finger. The best part of Continental's display is that it allows the user to drag their fingers over the screen while giving feedback so they can distinguish between several virtual buttons. Automakers have struggled to find the right balance of touchscreen to button controls, but if Continental's unit works as advertised, it may have just come up with the perfect solution. Showing off concept vehicles for video games seems to be one of the hottest trends in the industry right now. But FCA just took it to a world's first level with the introduction of the SRT Tomahawk Vision Gran Turismo. To the best of our knowledge, it's the first automaker to release a spy shot of a camouflage virtual concept vehicle, lapping the Nürburgring nonetheless. I guess it must have been a slow day in Auburn Hills. If you'd like to learn more about the car, just click the headline in today's transcript. Coming up next, details about the all-new V8 powering the Shelby GT350. Forgoing turbo and supercharging, even direct injection, Ford's all-new 5.2-liter V8 found in the Shelby GT350 and GT350R is one monster of an engine, producing 526 horsepower and 429 pound-feet of torque. This engine displaces 101 horsepower per liter, claiming the title of most powerful naturally aspirated engine in Ford's history. Screaming all the way to 8,250 RPM, it produces 90% of its peak torque at 3,450 through 7,000 RPM. Responsible for the engine's high-revving nature is the utilization of a flat plane crankshaft setup similar to Ferrari's V8s. This approach helps the engine breathe more efficiently, reduces weight, creates more power, and bellows out a loud roar from the Stang's active exhaust system. A neat trick we found were tiny ridges carved into the intake and exhaust ports themselves to increase speed of airflow. Also utilizing an 87mm throttle body, the engine's power can be quickly accessed. A one-piece oil pan also adds 2 quarts of oil capacity compared to Ford's 5.0 V8, and contains baffling designed to tackle the high-speed cornering and braking of track use, all adding up to a machine we can't wait to get our hands on. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.